We left off on Daf Mem Hayamud Beis. We just started the sugya of Chalipin. We started the discussion between Rav and Levi whether Matbea Nasa Chalipin or Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin. Now there are two separate discussions we're going to have. One is whether Matbea Nasa Chalipin, another is whether Matbea is Nikne B'Chalipin. Right? One is, can you use a Matbea as the symbolic kinyan to affect a Chalipin? And the other is, can Matbea be purchased with Chalipin, be acquired with Chalipin? So we're in the first discussion. Is Matbea Nasa Chalipin or not? And we were trying to bring Rayos whether or not Matbea can be used as a form of Chalipin. So we were right in the middle of the discussion. So we're up to Va'od. First row line is Va'od. It's about 10, 12 lines before the lines get wide. Va'od. Va'od Tanya. Furthermore, we have a Braisa. HaKesef Eino Kone Zahav. Ketzad. What does the Mishnah mean when it says Kesef cannot be Kone Zahav? How does it work? Machlo Esr B'chamisha Dinar Shal Kesef B'dinar Shal Zahav. If you're going to exchange 25 dinars of Kesef for one dinar of Zahav, even though you did a meshicha on the kesef, even though you were moshech the kesef, so you did a kinyan on the kesef, still it's not kona until the guy is moshech the zahav. So yarm bishlama bedamim mishum hachilokani. So if you assume that the kinyan at work over here is kesef, that we're trying to be kona with the money itself, meaning not the kinyan at work, that the when you give over the kesef, you're giving it over as payment, so then I understand that you're not kona, because ma'os is not konos. So I understand very well that when you give over the kesef as payment, it doesn't affect any kinyan. Eliyam b'chalipin nikni. But if you hold that matbea nasa chalipin, that you're allowed to use a coin for chalipin, then why shouldn't those silver coins be used as chalipin? So it should be able to be used. So elamai bedamim. So it must be that when the Bryce is talking about exchanging coins for each other, we're not talking about chalipin. We're talking about giving it petoras damim. We're talking about giving it as payment. So ihach yemeresha azov konas hakesef ketzad. That's fine to say it's talking about as damim, as payment. But then, how are you going to explain the resha? The resha says hazav konas hakesef ketzad. That how does it work that gold can acquire silver? Machalo dinar shel zav ba'esrim chamisha dinar shel kesef. Again, you're exchanging one dinar of gold for 25 dinars of kesef. Kivon shemashach es hazav. Nikna kesef b'kol makom shehu. As soon as you do a kinyan on the zahav, the kesef is acquired wherever it might be. The silver is automatically acquired. So yam bishlama b'chalipin hanu diktani nikna kesef b'kol makom shehu. So if madveh is nasa chalipin and the brisa is talking about doing it through chalipin, so I understand very well when I give over that kesef, when I give over that zahav, so that was the kinyan chalipin, and therefore the kesef is acquired wherever it might be. Eliyamrit bedamim, but if you say that it's only betaras damim, that he's paying him, but it's not a kinyan chalipin, so hay nikna kesef b'kol makom shehu nischayev gavra mibayilei. Why do you say nikna kesef b'kol makom shehu? That wouldn't be accurate. It should just be nischayev gavra, that the guy has to pay him, but not that the kinyan has already been chal, because Moses is in konos. So amravashi, on a daraisa level. So amravashi, liolam bedamim. Now the Bryce is certainly talking about where it's not chalipin, where you're paying him the money not as a form of chalipin, but just as a payment. What do we do with the resha which we just read that as soon as he gives over the zahav, he's kona the kesef b'kol makom shehu? Umay b'kol makom shehu. You know what b'kol makom shehu means? It doesn't mean that he's kona right now wherever it might be. K'mos shehu. It means he's kona it in the way that they had agreed it should work. Meaning, if I had agreed that the kinds of silver coins you're supposed to give me are supposed to be a certain type of coin, so as soon as I give you the gold, those types of silver coins are the types that you're going to have to give me. But not that I've already been kona those silver coins wherever they may be. What kind of silver coins would we be talking about? Kedamrle, as he told me, Yamrle me arniki chadasha yehivnalach, lomatsiyavle me arniki yishana. If he says, I want you to give me from a newer, from more newly minted coins, so he can't give him from not so newly minted coins from old coins. Afgav da'adifi minayu. Now, even if the old coins are better, still you would have to give him from the more newly minted coins. My taima, why would he be makbid on getting from newly minted coins if the old coins are better? Why would you be makbid dafka to get from the worst coins? Damalei liyashin kabayin aluhu. Because the guy could have said, I'm not interested in having them for right now, I'm interested in having them for a while. And therefore, newly minted coins have a longer way to go until they start to tarnish. So I'd rather have the newly minted coins rather than the older coins, even though the older coins may be of better quality. The Ramban apparently didn't have this girsa of Adifi Minayu, of Afagav the Adifi Minayu, because the Ramban understands that even though they're of equal value, the old and the new, they're still the same, there's still, you can understand that there's a hakpada for the new, as the Gemara says, because he wants the new, so that liyashnon kabayin a little, because he wants to be able to age them, so to speak. He wants to be able to keep them around for a while. Okay, period. That's the end of yesterday's discussion. So says the Gemara now. The discussion we just had was about whether a coin can be used as a form of chalipin. Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa adds, afilu man diamar ein matveya nasa chalipin, mavru dilo avid chalipin, ukrui mikna b'chalipin. Even if you say matveya can't be used as a for to affect the chalipin, so granted it can't affect the chalipin, but it can be acquired through chalipin. So the mashmos clearly of Rav Papa is that something that can be that cannot be acquired through chalipin would for sure not be able to be used for chalipin, but something that can be that cannot be used for chalipin might still be able to be acquired for chalipin. Meaning, it makes it sound, and we'll see how much of a rule this is later on, but it makes it sound that it's much easier for something to be acquired by chalipin than for something to be eligible to be chalipin, to be the item through which the chalipin happens. So Rav Papa says, how do I know? Mididava pira l'Rav Nachman, just like Rav Nachman says about peros. Pira l'Rav Nachman lavavagav de'inu lo avdi chalipin. Even though Rav Nachman says peros cannot affect the chalipin, it can't make a chalipin, ekruim maknu b'chalipin. It can still be acquired through chalipin. Chalipin can still be a form of kinyan that you can use on the peros. So tivanam miloshna. So a coin should be no different. Meaning a coin, l'kulei alma, should be the same as, well, not l'kulei alma, meaning a coin, according to the shita between Rav and Levi, whoever it was, that said coins cannot be used as chalipin, still it will, the kulei alma lo pligi, everyone would say that at the very least, it can be acquired through chalipin, just like Rav Nachman views peros. So says Gemara Meis Veis, let's try to bring a raya, whether that's true or not. Now the rayas are not whether a coin can be used as chalipin, but whether a coin can be acquired through chalipin. Haya omid begorin, another Mishnah Meisr Sheni. We're like going through Meisr Sheni over here in the fourth paragraph of Metziah. Haya omid begorin vein biadamaos. If a person is standing in the Goren, he's standing by the threshing floor, and he doesn't have any money. Thing is, he wants to be podez Meisr Sheni. So one critical word of hakdama is that when you want to be podez Meisr Sheni, so generally the halacha is, if I have my own Meisr Sheni and I want to be podez onto my money, I need to be mosav chomesh. What does it mean, mosav chomesh? I have to add 25% to the value. If I have $100 of Meisr Sheni, I have to give $125, and I will now have $125 of Meisr Sheni money, and the fruits will be chulin. Right? That's generally the way it works. However, there's an exception to that rule, and that is that you don't have to be Mosav Chomesh if you are being podes somebody else's Meisr Sheni. You only need to be Mosav Chomesh, even though Chomesh means a fifth, it's a Chomesh Milavar, and that's why it's 25%, but you only need to be Mosav Chomesh when you're being podes your own Meisr Sheni. But if someone else is kind enough to be podes your Meisr Sheni with their own money, they're going to be podes your Meisr Sheni, then there's no need to be Mosav Chomesh. Then they could just be podes it straight up. So says the Mishnah, we have the following situation. A guy is standing in the garden, he doesn't have any money on him. So here's what he does. He has money in his house, so he gives the peros to his friend who's with him as a matana. So he gives him the peros. And then the original owner of those payrolls, who no longer owns them because he gave them as a matana to his friend, and over here it's dafka a friend, right? It has to be a person that you trust is going to give them back to you, otherwise you're in trouble. It's just like mechiras chametz, right? This is a harama. This is something that he's doing to get around a certain halacha, just like by mechiras chametz. We don't do it to a guy who we don't trust. We sell the chametz dafka to a guy who we do trust. It's got to be chavero. It's got to be someone who you would trust to participate and do what as expected and give it back afterwards. So you say to your friend, here's the fruits. Now I don't own the fruits anymore. Oh, I don't own the fruits. Now to be po to them, I don't need to be Mosif Chomesh. So I'm telling you now, the friend who I just gave the fruits to, out of the goodness of my heart, I'm going to be po to those fruits for you. And it should all be nifta, it should all be mischalel on the mo'o sheishli babayis, on the money that I have. I don't have the money here, but on the money that I have back in my house. Now, wait a second, says the Gemara, why in the world was he makna him the peros? Why wasn't he just makna him the money? If he has this money in his house, why wasn't he makna him the money and let his friend be put to his maestro sheni with the money? Why was he makna him the peros? Meaning, after all, when you're makna the peros, you're going to have to take the peros back again. Right, if you're makna the money, so I'm going to be makna him the money. He's going to be poda the peros on the meister sheni money, on the money. The money is going to become meister sheni money. So at least the money will be meister sheni money. Even if I take it back, it's not totally mine to be used. So it looks like a little bit less of a harama. So says the Gemara, no, taima de ein biyado ma'os. The reason he couldn't be makna him the money is because he didn't have the money on him. The money was back home. Ha'im yesh biyado ma'os, which makes it sound like if he did have the money on him, likni lahu li'idach b'mashicha uparik, then he would have given him the money b'mashicha, he would have been makna him the money with a kinyan mashicha, and the guy would have been poda the fruits with that money. Da'hach yadiv, da'avle nachri. And that's better. It's better to give him the money and let him be poda my peros with the money rather than give him my peros and let me be poda the peros with the money. Why is that better? Davle nachri, because this guy is foreign to these fruits. So says Rashi, it doesn't look like as such a strong harama just to get out of the chomesh if I give him the money. Because this guy is a nachri legabe the meiser. The Karin be mima asro. And we say mima asro as opposed to other people's meisers. So if I give him the fruit, it looks worse. When I give him the money, it looks a little bit better. That would certainly be our preference, that I give him the money. The fact that I didn't must be because I couldn't. Now, why couldn't I? Because I didn't have the money here. So why I didn't have the money here? When you want to be makna something that's not here, that's what kinyan chalipin's for. So viam rapeh nikna b'chalipin, if you hold money can be acquired with chalipin, nikna le'malos lehechag of suda v'lefrog. Let me just take a handkerchief, take a corner of my clothing, take a corner of my jacket, let him grab onto that, and that will be a kinyan chalipin, and he'll be kona the money. Why was I dafka makna to him the fruits? So it must be this is a raya, or the Gemara seems to say this is a raya, that you can't do a kinyan chalipin on money. Kinyan chalipin won't work on money. Sanses the Gemara, it's not a raya at all. The less they sudar, we're talking about such a chitimtza where he doesn't have a sudar. The guy simply doesn't have any handkerchief or jacket to make the chalipin on. So clearly Rashi's going to understand, as we're going to see soon in the Gemara, it means he's naked. He's not wearing anything. Because what do you mean? You don't have any cloth? Nothing? So he must have had a jacket or something. He accuses Suda, so it must be Rashi understands that he doesn't have anything, that he's not lovesh klum. The Rabbeinu Peretz sort of softens that a little bit. He says, no, it's not that he doesn't have any clothing on. He has clothing on, but the clothing doesn't belong to him. It's a beget shaul. And the Rabbeinu Peretz says, and from here you see a raya, that in order to do a kinyan sudar, you need to own the sudar. It needs to be something that's yours. And that's why the beget shaul doesn't work. Why does it need to be something that's yours? So he says, because when the person grabs onto a corner of the beged, we view it as if that chelek of the beged that's in his hand is cut off from the rest of the beged, and the makna is zoche in it, and through that he's the makna's kona is makna something to the lokeach. But the bal hasudar, whoever owns it, certainly doesn't want you cutting up his garment. So you can't view it as if it's cut up if it's not yours. It has to be yours in order to affect the kinyan, because otherwise it's roon also kilin nechtach. That's the way Rabbeinu Peretz brings right, because it says it's not shaykh that we mean the guy is actually naked. It must mean that he's there, he just has borrowed clothing, and by having borrowed clothing, it makes him ineligible to do a kinyan sudar. Right? You're not allowed to cut up clothing that doesn't belong to you. That's what some people have a shtick when they go to the kotel after not being there for a while. So there's a chiyuv to tear kriya. Right, when you see b'churbana, when you see the harbayis b'churbana, you have to tear kriya. So some people try to have a shtick that they wear someone else's shirt. They'll borrow someone else's shirt because I'm not authorized to tear kriya on somebody else's shirt. Others don't even bother doing that. They'll be makne their shirt, the shirt that they're wearing, to somebody else, so that it becomes somebody else's shirt, and then they'll try to get out of tearing kriya. Now, whether any of that works is very highly questionable. Certainly the latter one, whether that works, is extremely highly questionable, and why one would want to do that is also highly questionable, meaning how often do we actually get to show any sign of avelus over the Churban? It's once a year on Tisha B'Av, and even then it's very difficult to feel. So when you're actually there, and you haven't been there in a while, and you see a big dome on top of the Harabayas, so to take the opportunity to actually feel some sense of loss over the Churban is an opportunity we probably shouldn't pass up. I saw a picture once of Rav Schechter at the Kotel, and his suit jacket was ripped. Mamish tore his suit at the Kotel. And I tell people, wear a shirt you don't like so much. Mamish tore his suit. So it's not a bad idea to take the opportunity. But anyway, so over here, the guy doesn't have a sudar, whatever that means. Rashi says it means he doesn't have any clothing on. Tos Rabbeinu Peretz says it means he has clothing on, it's not his clothing. So v'neknunun le'alei agav karka. Okay, but still, why couldn't he be makne him the money through a karka? Let him be koned agav the karka that he owns. So says Gemara, delas le'karka. Who says he owns karka? He doesn't own any karka. Frankly, Gemara, don't try that one. Amiva omid begorin katani. He's standing in a goren. Must be he owns karka. He owns his goren. So begorin shein shalom. No, the goren isn't his. So says Gemara, really? That's what this mishnah is talking about. Vichbul tana lashmin and gavra artilai delase veloklum. This whole mishnah is only about this mishnah. The halacha torn in this mishnah only applies for a naked man who owns nothing. That's what the whole mishnah is about. Come on, that's ridiculous. Elav shmamina ein mapei niknah bechalip and shmamina. Says the Gemara, much more likely we're talking about a guy who has clothing and he still didn't do a kin chalipin in order to give over the money that he has b'toch beso, because matbea can't be acquired through chalipin. Shmamina, that's ultimately the raya, that one cannot acquire matbea through chalipin. So a couple of points in Tosfos over here. First of all, when the Gemara says niknun ale agav karka, Tosfos says, I have another kinyan that maybe you could have done. Toward the end of that Tosos, or the top Tosos, V'kasha, d'likni le'amol spahodah, the Gemara Bava Basra has such a thing called a Kinyan Odisa, where if I am Moda, that itself is a form of Kinyan. So let him just be Moda to the guy that the money is his. So I'll be Moda to the other person that the money that I have B'toch Basi is his. Memela will be his. That will be a form of Kinyan, and that will be able to be put to the Maaser Sheni. So Tosos over here doesn't answer the question. Tosos, however, if you look in the side, the Gemara, it says, Ayin Tosos Babakama Kovdalar Mbeis, Tosos and Babakama Daf Kovdalar Mbeis does answer the question. Tosos over there says that the Kinyan Odisa is only a Kinyan Midrabanan. And to be Poda Meister Sheni, you need to own it Midaraisa. In order to get around the Chiyuv to be Mosef Chomesh, the guy who's doing it needs to own the money, it needs to be on a Daraisa level. So the Kinyan Odisa is not going to be good enough, because it's not, it's only Midraban. Now, what is Tosos here hold? Why didn't Tosos over here give that answer? So it's actually Machlokas, Ktosos and Nesivos. Did Tosos over here hold that you don't need a Kinyan Daraisa to be Poda Meister Sheni? Or did Tosos hold that a Kinyan Odisa is Daraisa? It has to be one of those assumptions, has to be something that Tosos over here disagrees with, and that's why Tosos over here didn't give that answer. Another important point in Tosos, so he said, Shema Mina, we came up with a raya, that ein matbea nikna b'chalipin, that matbea cannot be acquired with chalipin. Does this also prove conclusively that matbea can't be used as chalipin? I mean, the way Rav Papa started is, he said, even if you hold matbea cannot be used as chalipin, it can still be acquired with chalipin. Which makes it sound like it's much easier for something to be acquired with chalipin than to be used as chalipin. And yet the conclusion of the Gemara is that matbea can't even be acquired with chalipin, which sounds like kal v'chomer, it's not going to be able to be used as chalipin. And Tosav says, in fact, that's exactly correct. Uman diyam nasa chalipin nami Tosav demideinu nikne kol shkein shlo naase. And the shita that holds that it's nasa chalipin is also shlugged up over here, because if it can't be nikne b'chalipin, for sure it can't be naase chalipin. Why did the Gemara wait to prove that shita wrong till we finish with this discussion that should have been part of the end of yesterday's discussion that we started this year with today, before we even introduced Rav Papa? When we're talking Rav and Levi, we should have introduced this Mishnah to show conclusively that one shita is right and one shita is wrong. So he says, we wanted to get both discussions out in the open before we brought the one Mishnah that's going to answer both questions. I mean, it wouldn't have made sense to answer the first question from this Mishnah before we raise the second question, if the second question can also be answered from this Mishnah. And that's why we waited until now to say the next couple of lines of Gemara also, where we say that there are other Amoraim that verify this Psak Halacha. But says Tosfos very clearly, if we're going to paskin that you can't even acquire Matbea with Chalipin, for sure Matbea can't be used as the vehicle for Chalipin. There's no question that that's the case, Tosfos says. Obviously, it's Machlokas Rishonim, however. Tosfos HaRash disagrees. Tosfos HaRash says, you're right, generally speaking, there are more things that can be acquired with chalipin than can be used as chalipin. And the classic example is peros, according to Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, you can't use peros as chalipin, but you can acquire peros with chalipin. But he says it's not that you look at it as a higher standard, lower standard. It's different halachos. To use something as a vehicle of chalipin, it has to be dumya de na'al. We learned from Pasuk and Rus about na'al, so it has to be similar to a shoe. And that's what we're looking for when we're looking for something that can be used as chalipin. To acquire something with chalipin, it has to be a davar shalem. It has to be something that's complete and that's going to end davar sheish bo mamish. And that's the criteria that we're looking at. So he said, Tosfos HaRash says it's possible, and Tosfos HaRash actually says it's true, we paskin this way, that when you have a coin is not a davar shalem or a davar sheish bo mamish. Why is it not a davar sheish bo mamish? Because like we said yesterday, daito atzura, the person's das is on the image that's on the coin, and the image that's on the coin gets rubbed out pretty soon, and therefore it's not considered a davar sheish bo mamish. But it is dumya dena'al. A coin is considered like a kli, which is like a shoe, and therefore can be used as chalipin. So Tosfos HaRash disagrees with our Tosfos. Okay, now the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz also raises another important point, and that is, he says, why didn't the Gemara say the reason why he didn't do a Kinyan Sudar over here is because he didn't have Edim, and you can't do a Kinyan Sudar unless you have Edim to see the Kinyan Sudar. So he says, from here, Rabbeinu Tam is Mochiach that you don't need Edim for a Kinyan. That if the guy is Moda, that a Kinyan was done, that's all you need. That Lo Ivru Sahadi El Lashakri, the way the Gemara Kiddushin says, Edim are just there to, when they're there's someone that's lying to verify who the liar is. But if everyone agrees that a kinyan was done, you don't need Edim to verify that a kinyan was done. You can do a kinyan without Edim. And even though the Gemara Babasa says kinyan b'fnei shnayim, that's just the Gemara giving you good advice. It's the best idea to do kinyan b'fnei shnayim, because if someone tries to change the story, someone tries to lie, you want to be able to catch the person in the lie. However, the Tosfos Masech Sanhedrin in Davav is doche the raya from our Gemara that you don't need Edim for a Kinyan. Because Tosfos says, no, You can't say that the case was that there were no Edom here. A Stam Goren has lots of people walking around. Stam Goren, there are people all over the place. So it's impossible to say that there are no Edom. The reason the Gemara doesn't make that Ukimta in order to explain why there was no Kinyan Sudar is because it's unusual not to have people walking around in a Goren. That's how the Tosos in Masech Sanhedrin writes. Says the Tosos Rosh very sharp. He says, really, the Gemara didn't want to make an Ukimta that there were no people around the Goren because it's unusual? But it's totally usual to have a naked guy in the garden, meaning that Ukimta the Gemara is okay with. That the guy is standing there naked, and that, and come on, that which Ukimta is stranger. So Tosfos Rosh says it can't be that the Gemara was shying away from this Ukimta, and therefore he goes back and says Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz's Raya is a starker Raya. From the fact that the Gemara does not make this Ukimta that there were no Edim, shows you that a Kinyan Sudar can work without Edim. You don't need Edim in order for a Kinyan Sudar to work. The Kinyan Sudar is certainly effective without Edim. Says the Gemara, Vaiter Vafrav Papa Adabe, Rav Papa changed his mind also. Kiad Rav Papa, meaning when Rav Papa originally said that Matbea can be acquired through Chalipin, Rav Papa changed his mind. Kiad Rav Papa, Vle Chesh Alfi Dinri Bechozai, Rav Papa had 12,000 dinars. In Beit Chozai, he couldn't go there to pick him up though, so he wanted to send Rav Shmuel Barachu, who's going there, to get his money for him. So the only way he could do it though, the guys would never trust Rav Shmuel Barachu to take the money back if the people who were holding it would never trust him with it and give it to him, if not for the fact that Rav Shmuel Barachu owned the money at the time. So what did Rav Papa do? So Akninu Rav Shmuel Baracha Agav Asifa the Beis Ei. He was makne the money to him Agav Karka. And then he went to greet him all the way until Tavach. But the point is, how was he makna the money to him? He didn't do Chalipin. He did a more complicated Kinyan. Why not go with the simple Kinyan of Chalipin in order to be makna the money to Rav Shmuel? Must be that even Rav Papa ultimately held that you can't do Chalipin on money. And that's why he needed to do a kinyan agav karka. V'chein omar Ula in matbea nas chalipin. Ula also maintains that matbea cannot be used as chalipin. Now again, this is going back to the first discussion. That's what Tosfos was alluding to before. Why are we bringing this up now? We were just discussing now whether matbea can be nikna b'chalipin. Now we're talking about v'chein omar Ula in matbea nas chalipin. So as Tosfos pointed out, because this mission of Maaser Sheni answered both questions. So now that we have answered both questions, that from the Mishnah Maaser Sheni, that matbea cannot be purchased with chalipin, nor can it be used as the vehicle of chalipin, now we're going to go back and say, yeah, and by the way, a lot of Amoraim verify that this is how we paskin. V'cheinam Rabbi Asi, ein matbea na'ase chalipin. V'cheinam Rabbi Baruchanam Rabbi Yochanan, ein matbea na'ase chalipin. You have lots of Amoraim who all hold that matbea cannot be used as the vehicle for chalipin. Period. Eser Rabbi Abulula Haresha Yechamar Vapalav. So Rabbi Abba asked Ula as follows: if a person has Chamar Vapalav Tovenosa Bashuk, his donkey drivers and his workers are all Toveya him money in the market, they all want to get paid. Vamul Shulchani, so he says to the money changer, Tainli Bedinor Maos, give me Maos of Kesef for this din of Afarn the same, so I can go and give it to my donkey drivers and my workers. Vani elcha yafa dino trisis mimoshi eshli bebesi. But I'm going to give you a dino trisis from the money that I have in my house. That's what I'll pay you back in return if you give me some money right now so that I can give it to these guys. So mieshlo maos mutter. If he taka has the money in his house, so then it's going to be mutter. It's mutter to make such a deal. V'imlav aser, but if he doesn't have the money in his house, it's aser. Now, one second, let's take a look at Rashi. Im yeshlo bebeso, second wide line. Osad Moshe Omer, if he has the money that he says mutter, why? Because salka daitach, we're assuming right now, the kivin di yeshlo, havaluhu chalipin. If he has money in the house, the money that's being given to him right now is a kinyan chalipin on the money that's in his house. The hechlef elu be'elu, osin shabesu be'elu. Umachmas docho ozil gabe laseis latrisis yoser. And because he's desperate, he needs the money right now, he needs accessibility to the money, and the money in his house he does not have access to, that's why he's willing to pay a premium for this money. He's willing to pay a little bit extra, he's willing to pay that extra trisis. What about ribis? Isn't this mamish ribis? I'm taking $100 and I'm telling the guy, I'll give you back $105. You could be coned to the $105 I have in my house. Says Rashi, ve'ein kan mishum ribis. Sharei ein kan schar hamtana. Ribis is when you get paid for the time that you own the money, that you get to use the money. But over here, there's no waiting, there's no time period, because as soon as I get this money, the shulchani is kona the money that's in my house. There's no time lag. He's kona it right away. We're doing a chalipin, shari hu paru miyad. As soon as I am moshech the money from the shulchani, the money that I have in my house automatically transfers over to him, and he's the owner of it. There's no time lag whatsoever. So that's why it works. So that's going to be motor. But if I don't have the money in my house, so then there's no chalipin. Then it's like any other sale where I become chayiv to pay him later, and then it's going to be aser. Then it's going to be ribbis, because then I'm paying him back later more money than he gave me for money he gave me today. But wait a second, says Gemara, Visal Kutai Techin Mepe and Nes Chalipin, Havile Alva Vaser. If you hold that there's no Chalipin on coins, or not, you can't use coins to make a Chalipin, well then, how then this is a loan, this isn't a kinyan chalipin. And if it's a loan, this is ribbis. It should be aser even in the first case, even when I have the money in my house. If it's a loan and I'm just going to pay him back later, but he's not actually acquiring the money that I have in my house by giving me the money that he has on him, so then it's going to be ribbis. So ishtik. So ula had nothing to say back. Amalei, dilna idi v'idi. So now maybe we're talking about where you have money of nechoshes that don't have a tzura, like an asimon or something. There's no tzura on it. Maybe we're talking about the kind of money that has a din of peros, and that's why it can be acquired through chalipin. Meaning, maybe enochinami, ma'os in general cannot be used as chalipin. But the coins that this guy was getting from the shulchani weren't real coins. Idi, both the coins he's getting from the shulchani and the coins he has back home, right? None of them were real coins. They were coins that don't have any tzura. They were more like an asimon, and therefore they have a din of kalim. They have a din of peros or kalim. They don't have a din of coins, and that's why chalipin was able to be done. And that's how we can defend all those shitas that say you can't do chalipin on coins, even though this trick worked. So I'm laying in, yeah, he says that's correct. Ekonami, and it's meduik that way also. Diktani yafa din or retrises, v'loktani din or yafa utrises. It says yafa din utrises, doesn't say din or yafa utrises, shmamina. So from the fact that it doesn't say din or yafa utrises implies that we're not talking about good coins, we're not talking about high quality coins. So if you take a look at Tosos, Vlotani Dinor Yafa, the Mashma Dinor Tov. Dinor Yafa would have implied a good coin. Says Tosos in Tomar, Veichi Salkadaitok Dinor Tov, Moshe Yishal Bebesi Katani. How could he even say Dinor Tov? It's whatever money he has in his house. It's not Dinor Tov, Ra, or anything else. It's whatever he's got in his house. So he says, Vyeshlomer, Demotus Lav Hainu Shemo Shalom. I'm sorry, that's not what Tosos Kash is. How could you say that it's Dinor Tov? Dinor means gold. Ma'os always means silver, right? That's been the language we've been talking. Prutos means nechoshes, dinar means gold, ma'os means silver. So how can you say dinar yafe? What would be the havamina to say that it means a dinar tov? That would imply that you're giving him gold. But it says mimaos sheish li bebesi, which implies that you have silver in your house. So it says also yeshom de ma'os lav hainu shmo shalamat be'a elokolomer mimat be'o sheish li bebayis. That sometimes ma'os isn't really the name of the coin. Sometimes ma'os isn't really the name of the coin, in which case, in echnami, it would be silver. Sometimes ma'os is just a generic term for money. So that's an important tells us to keep in mind, just because to know that that's a possibility. Throughout all these sugyas, if in case they're not confusing enough, the terminology that we're going to be using sometimes is not specific terminology, sometimes might be generic terminology. That ma'os just means money, doesn't mean silver money, right? So just something to keep in mind. Weiter. Rav Ashi Amar Li Olam Bedamim Uprototos. Really, we're talking about real money, and Bedamim. Really, the Kenyan was with Kenyan money, not a Kenyan of giving him money, as opposed to a Kenyan Chalipin Uprototos. And we're talking about money, like we said, that had no coin, had no image on it. Kiven de Islay Nasa Komar Halveni Ad She Yavo Bnei Oche Emsa mafteach. Meaning, I isn't that ribbis then. If I'm taking money from the shulchan, the almanas, that when I get home, I'm going to give you back money plus a little extra that I have in my house. If you're lending me the money, you're giving it to me bedamim, you're not giving it to me betoras chalipin. So isn't that going to be a problem of ribbis? So he says, no, it's not a problem of ribbis, because it's as if I'm saying to you, lend me the money, ad she emtza mafteach v'ad she yavo b'ni. Meaning, I already have the money. I'm not borrowing the money because I need the money. I already have the money. I just need access to money right now until I find my key, until I find whatever I have that's in my house. So says Rashi, Ravashi Amaliolim b'protitos, hikid dekarmet midiktani yafa dinar, umiyu taima lav mishum denikna b'chalipin. It's not chalipin. Shafilu hisna yimo b'toras damim ein kan ribis. It's still not ribis, even if he's giving it to him as money, not as chalipin. Da agar natalei shafilu halva'a im yeshul b'beiso mutalas yislo odef. Davle alveni achiyavol b'ni. Because there's a special halacha that if I have the money in my house and I just don't have access to my house right now, I have the money locked up somewhere and I just don't have the key to where it's locked up, it's not ribbis for me to ask you for money, for a little bit less money, almanas, I'm going to give you back that little bit more money as soon as I gain access to the money. That's not going to be considered ribbis because I know exactly which money I'm going to be giving you. It's already here. It's already, and it's not going to be something that's continually no sheikh. It's X amount of money, I know what it is, and I know exactly where it is, and it's ki'ilu, even though you don't do any formal act of kinyan, it's ki'ilu, you are kona that money right now. If you look at Tosos says, so Tosos, no. The heter of Atshiyavu B'ni doesn't work like that. The heter of Atshiyavu B'ni says that I have a pound of salt in my house and I don't have access to it. I need a pound of salt from you, and therefore give me a pound of salt and I'll give you back a pound of salt later. Normally, I'm not allowed to borrow a pound of salt and give you back a pound of salt because salt can go up and down in value and then it's going to be ribbis. But when I already have it in my house, so it's as if, you're just giving me access to my salt and I'm just giving you your salt all at the same time. Right? That's, for sa, we allow that. For sub, if I'm going to give you the same amount that you're giving me, we'll allow it. But to give you more? To say that I'm going to borrow a pound of salt because I have 2 pounds of salt in my house and I'm going to give that to you later, I just don't have access to it now? We never find that there's such a heter for that. That's ribbis gomer. So it says, over here, you're not giving him the same min of coin that you're getting from him. You're giving him a different min. So it's a little bit more like mekach memkar. It's not as bad. It doesn't look as bad, literally, like it's ribbis. What he's saying is as follows. Just like we allow sabasa, even though it's derech halva, it's a borrowing a of salt, we still allow it because sabasa itself is only ribis rabbanon. So to over here with mekach memkar, where it looks more like mekach memkar, we should allow even a sabasa, and we should allow even uneven amounts because of derech mekach memkar. Generally, things are going to be more mutter. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Says Marvayt, Tashma, Kol Nasa Dam Ba'Acher, Kivin Shezachah Zeh, Nischayv Zeh B'Chalipin. Anything that's Nasa Dam Ba'Acher, we assume it means anything that's normal to give over as money, meaning any coin. So the halacha is that Kivin Shezachah Zeh, Nischayv Zeh B'Chalipav. That when I give you that coin, so you become chayv to give me the thing we're exchanging it for. Kol Nasa Dam Ba'Acher, May Nihu. What does it mean, Nasa Dam Ba'Acher? Madbeya. Right, it's clearly talking about a coin. Shmaimino matbeah nasa chalipin. So you see very clearly, this is a direct statement, that matbeah is nasa chalipin. Ma'os is not konos, Tosos says. You can't use ma'os as a kinyan. Yeah, ma'os is not konos, petaros ma'os, petaros payment. But ma'os, petaros chalipin is kona. How do you know? How are you going to figure out when the money that's being given over is Petoras Chalipin and when is Petoras payment? So it says Tosfos, Imefarish Petoras Chalipin Kani. Stam it's Midin Ma'os. When you give money, Stam, you assume that it's payment. If it's not Stam, if you're Mefarish, I want this to be used as Chalipin, then it becomes Chalipin. That's one way Tosfos says. Or he says, no, maybe even Bestama, if the guy returns the money back to you a second later, then you know it's Chalipin. If he keeps the money, then you know it was payment, because chalipin is grab the handkerchief, pick it up, and give it back to me. That's the way chalipin works. So you could tell by the way the kinyan is carried out. You could tell whether it's chalipin or whether it's ma'os. Okay, anyway, but don't you see there's a raya that matbea can be used for chalipin? Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says no. Hachi kamar chalanishom damim ba'acher kivin shezachas and eschay b'chalipin. Anything that's normal to evaluate its worth when you give that as money, when you give that as payment, so then that affects the chalipin, and the other party becomes chayiv to give you their end of the bargain. Hachinam mistavren, it's mistavren to say that that's what it's talking about, midiktani seifa, because the seifa says, ketzad hechlef shar bepara o chamor beshar, which clearly is talking about not money, it's talking about switching two animals for each other. So one animal is nisham damim, that's what it means, anything that's nasa damim, anything that's nisham damim, anything that's normally evaluated for its worth, like an animal. Shmamina, so we see very clearly that money cannot be used as chalipin. We're not using the money as chalipin, we are using the animals as chalipin. And even according to the Havamina, what were we thinking? How can we have a Havamina that we're talking about giving money to buy something, and then the very next line is, Ketzad, I switch my shor for your para. Where's the money? There's no money there. What was the Havamina? Sachi kamar. And the way we understood it was that you would have had to add in some words, and it would have been as follows: Uperinami of the chalipin, and peri also can be chalipin ketzad, and then the ketzad would be going on those words that we added in: hichlev shar beparo chamar beshar, etc. So hanich l'Rav Sheshes damer peri of the chalipin. That's great if you assume like Rav Sheshes that peros can be made in can make a chalipin. El Rav Nachman damer kli in of peri lo of the chalipin my ketzad. But according to Rav Nachman, that only a kli can be used for chalipin. You can't use peros for chalipin. Then how would we understand the ketzad according to the Hava Amina that we were dealing with money over here? Sachi kamar yesh dam shehein kichalipin. There's some money that's like chalipin. Ketzad hechlif demei shar bepara o demei chamar beshar. The example is not where you're actually switching a shar bepara. You're switching demei shar bepara, and that way it's money that's actually able to affect chalipin. That's the Hava Amina. Says Gemara, my time is Rav Nachman. Where does Rav Nachman get the idea? We keep on referencing Rav Nachman. We keep on referring to this idea that Rav Nachman holds that even though you can acquire peros with chalipin, peros can't be the vehicle of chalipin. Where does he get that idea from? Savla Rabbi Yochanan Damar Dvar Torah Maos Konos. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan that on a daraisa level, money can affect the kinyan. Umenema Amru Mashicha Kona. Why do we say that you need to do Mashicha in order to be Kona? Because if we just allow Maos to be Konos, we're afraid after the Kinyan Maos, if you still leave all the produce by me after you've already acquired it from me through money, a fire breaks out, I'm not going to bother saving you because it's not mine anymore. I'll say it's your tough luck, your stuff all got burnt. So the Rabbanan made a gzera on the Milsa de Shchicha, they did not make a gzera on the Milsa de Lo Shchicha. And therefore, Since that gezerah of Maos Lo Konos was only made in regards to Maos, but when it comes to Peros, there's no need to being used as chalipin. There's no need to make such a gezerah that Neshem Nisrav Chitach Baliyah Ul Reish Lakish Tamar Meshicha Mufreshes Min HaTorah. According to Reish Lakish, that Meshicha is Daraisa. So if he holds like Rav Sheshes, I understand very well. He'll explain that brisa according to Rav Sheshes. If he holds like Rav Nachman, that peros cannot be used as chalipin, and he also holds that matbea lokani, right? So meaning that Moses isn't even going on a daraisa level, then how's he going to understand that brisa? So says Gemara, al korcha Rav Sheshes mitaritzla. You have to say he'll understand like Rav Sheshes. You have to say that he holds like Rav Sheshes and not like Rav Nachman. You have to say that he holds that peros can be used as chalipin. That's the only way out. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up from Tanan tomorrow.